Chapter 17. For great are your judgments, and hard to describe. For this reason, the uneducated souls have gone astray. For when lawless men thought to exercise power over the holy nation, they themselves, shackled with darkness and fettered by a long night, lay shut up beneath their own roofs, exiles from the age-long foresight. For supposing that their secret sins were hid under a dark curtain of oblivion, they were dispersed in marveling and terror, perturbed by specters. For not even their inner chambers kept them fearless, but crashing sounds on all sides perturbed them, and mute phantoms with somber faces appeared. And indeed, no vigor, even of fire, was able to give light. Nor did the brilliant flames of the stars succeed in lighting up that gloomy night. But all that showed through to them was an intermittent self-kindled fire, full of fear. But greatly terrified, they considered that beholding these things was worse than the times when that sight was no longer to be seen. But mockeries of their magic art were in readiness, and a jeering reproof of the false pretension of their so-called mindfulness. For those who undertook to banish anxieties and disorders from a sick soul were themselves sickened with a ridiculous timidity. For even though no monstrous thing caused them to fear, they were scared by the passings of insects and hissings of creepers. And trembling, they perished, reluctant to face even the air, which they could nowhere escape. For wickedness, anxious in its nature, is rightfully judged by its own testimony. But because of a distressed conscience, it always increases misfortunes. For fear is nothing but a surrender of the helps which come from rationalization. But the more one's expectation is of itself uncertain, the more one rationalizes that it is better to have ignorance of the cause which is bringing torture. Now they, throughout that night, powerless though it was, and which had come upon them from the recesses of a powerless netherworld, while all sleeping the same sleep, were indeed partly beaten by portents of phantasms, and partly paralyzed by their soul's surrender. For fear came upon them, sudden and unexpected. Then, in this manner, whoever was there fell down, confined in that prison not made of iron. For whether one was a farmer, or a shepherd, or a worker at tasks in a desert, taken unawares, he served out the inescapable sentence. For all were bound by one chain of darkness. Whether it was only a whistling wind, or a melodious song of birds in the wide-spreading branches, or a steady rhythm of rushing water, or a harsh crash of overthrown rocks, or an unseen gallop of bounding animals, or a sound of wild beasts harshly howling, or an echo resounding from a hollow of the mountains. These sounds, instilling fear, paralyzed them. For the whole world shone with a brilliant light and continued its works without interruption. But an oppressive night spread over these impious men alone, an image of the darkness which should next come upon them. But they were more burdensome to themselves than the darkness.